tuned in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio. Live at the Line Hotel in Washington, D.C., you're listening to The Tidbit, brought to you by Curate. I'm your host and the CEO of Curate, Kim Bryden. Do you run a small business or have dreams to start one? Well, here at The Tidbit, we got your back. Each week, we talk through tidbits of knowledge around starting or running a small business with a food and beverage lens. This is the last episode of The Tidbit for 2018, and can you believe it? It's our 40th episode. Isn't that cool? Woo! This experience has been really eye-opening on many levels, but in my experience, the most profound piece of recording a live show is the ability to hone one's skills of active listening. And I have a general framework of how I like to show up to each show, but I never really know where the guest is going to go with our conversation. So you really have to improv on the spot and know where you want the eventual goal of the conversation, where you need it to go. So yeah, it's a really powerful skill to continue to refine. And I thank you, Jack, and here at Full Service Radio for allowing me the opportunity to share The Tidbit with you, listener, and for assisting in my own personal development. So thank you. And as the last show of the season and this year, I do want to talk about the looming new year and how oftentimes it notoriously brings upon this urge to set goals and expectations for oneself. And there's this framework called Core Desired Feelings by Danielle Lepore that, in my experience, is a healthier way of setting oneself up for success rather than setting very specific line item goals, really thinking about those core desired feelings. So what do I mean by that? For example, instead of saying, I want to lose weight or I want to make X amount of dollars, what is it that you're actually looking to achieve by losing weight or making more money? Do you want to feel more confident? Do you want to feel liberated? Those are just means to a feeling. So what is it that you actually want to feel? I struggle with this quite a bit. Kim, what do you really want? What do you want from building a business? What do you want from your personal relationships? What is it that you're actually looking to feel? And on a recent trip to Japan, I was listening to this interview with Seth Godin on the Good Life Project podcast, and I want us to take a listen. So here's a snippet of what I'd like to share with you.
The essence of doing work that matters is a two-part question. Who's it for and what's it for? Because you can't do it for everyone and you can't do it for everything. Anything we do has a who's it for and a what's it for. So if you take a job, well, what's it for? If the what's it for is I need to pay off my debt, then don't keep renegotiating why you took the job. You took the job to pay off your debt. On the other hand, if the who's it for is if I please my boss enough, I'll get a promotion so I'll have more leverage so I can have more joy, blah, blah, blah. We know who the who's it for is. The who's it for is to please your boss. The what's it for? Well, the empathy that I'm writing about these days is the empathy of saying, I don't know what you know. I don't want what you want. I don't believe what you believe. And that's okay, because you're not wrong and I'm not wrong. There is a situation here where you believe these things and you want these things. So if what I am building is for you, I cannot build it for you and insist you see the world the way I do. All I can do is go to where you are and say, based on what you know and what you want and what you believe, here, I made this. Now, if you can't do that and be proud of who you are, then you need to leave. But let's be really clear about the who's it for and the what's it for, because I actually have a whole bunch of 22-year-olds in my life because they're peers of my kids, and they use the rationale of I'm in debt to take a job that must simultaneously pay off their debt and sustain them at a soulful level. And what I am trying to say to them is, where is it written that you can get both at the same time? And be really clear about why you're doing this, the who's it for and the what's it for, because otherwise every single day you're going to be stressed because you're serving two antithetical goals.
I mean, that frame.
Every day you're going to be stressed because you are serving two antithetical goals. Does this sound familiar, anyone? Whew. So on this mini-sode, I'm going to share three tips for creating a framework on staying focused on that core desired feeling you'd like to achieve. Another way of putting this would be how to set boundaries, but I actually hate that word. I hate the word boundary because it feels like a wall to me, and I don't really want to create an impermeable wall. It's more like I'm inside a flubber. Does anyone remember that movie? Strange. And there's this membrane around me of what I'm, how I'm showing up in the world and how I'm feeling and how that can mesh and mold with what you're trying to achieve and how do our membranes sort of work and mold together. Anyway, that's just how I view things, and maybe boundaries work better for you, but this is me. So here we go, a mini-sode on staying focused. So I crowdsourced on Instagram what listeners would like to hear on this last episode, and one friend chimed in and said that they'd want to hear about my recent trip to Japan, like I just mentioned, and what inspiration I gleaned. So shout out to you, Tuba. Thank you for writing in. And I thought to myself, this is actually really relevant to today's theme. Because what absolutely floored me about my experience overall was the extreme dedication and focus to a singular craft by the food and beverage entrepreneur community in Tokyo. So here we go. Tip number one, get hyper-specific about your craft. Getting hyper-specific about your craft, what is that core desired feeling that you're looking to share with the world, and how does that manifest through the food and beverage product that you're selling? One place I went to was called Coffee Mamaya. All they do is sell beans, but from the top roasters around the world. They aren't beholden to one roaster. I mean, most places here in the States have one singular roaster that they're sourcing their beans from. Except I will note that Wydown on 14th and on 8th Street Northeast, they often have a variety of roasts happening. So shout out to you guys. But oftentimes it's one singular place. And because they aren't beholden to one roaster, this allows them to source the best quality of beans. And they also become storytellers, not only about the origin of the bean, but also the supply chain of how that bean then got to their shop. And the stories of, again, not just the farm itself, but also the roaster and the quality of that team that's roasting the bean. The only beverage that you can buy there is a pour over coffee or cold brew, black. There's no milks, no sugars, just black coffee and coffee beans. That is it. And you may be thinking, sure, they're losing a large consumer segment. But that doesn't actually matter, because what they are attracting is a core demographic of people who feel connected and inspired by the attention to detail and craftsmanship of this style of shop. It's absolutely beautiful. Get hyper specific. Tip number two, get rid of the shoulds. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. My investor says I should do this. My partner thinks I should do that. Ugh. I am always perplexed by the amount of shoulds that show up in my brain. I mean, Instagram only exacerbates this, right? You see someone else and you're like, geez, I should be living my life that way. And with this mentality, you're constantly putting on band-aids over the symptoms, but not really addressing the root cause. If your business isn't financially doing as well as you think it should, why do you feel that way? I mean, let's reference back to what Seth Godin was saying. Are you focused on too many goals at once and therefore not achieving any of your core desires? So sometimes when people are stressed out, they say, you need to lower your expectations. And I would like to reframe this in this context of this tip and say, if you're stressed out or are looking to achieve a particular thing, ask yourself again, what is that core desired feeling you're looking to attain? and allow yourself, give yourself permission to iterate and fail within that search of that feeling. Allow yourself, give yourself permission. So like I said, tip number one is getting hyper-focused. Tip number two is getting rid of the shoulds. And they go hand in hand, right? If you're focused on what you want to be bringing into the world, you stop asking others if you should be doing X, Y, and Z because you're committed to the search of your own core desired feeling. In Tokyo, there's actually a crazy amount of competition, an insane amount of establishments that are essentially producing the same thing. And I'm gonna prove it to you just how crazy the competition is. On World Cities Culture Forum, a website, there's data about the number of restaurants in a particular metropolis. And on the site, it reads that as of last year, New York City has around 26,000 restaurants. And in comparison to Tokyo, Tokyo has 148,000 restaurants. What? That is some serious competition, no? I mean, that's 5x the amount of New York. But it works for so many eateries in Tokyo because with focus, you really achieve a level of intimacy and connectedness with your guests. They know you for this particular craft, and you show up to get a piece of that feeling from that locale. So don't do something because you think you should or someone said you should do it. Go for it because it's an extension of yourself and how you want to show up in the world. Competition matters less when you're coming to the table with that feeling and that hyper-specific craft in hand. And tip number three, you cannot be everywhere at once. Really honor your time. Unfortunately, this is true, right? You actually can't be everywhere at once. Your mind can't be on business while you travel, or else you'll miss out on those in-the-moment experiences. And perhaps, like we're saying, those core desired feelings that you're searching for. And this last tip is the most tactical of all three, but I do want to share the ways that I stay focused and sane by honoring my time. And yes, this happens when I travel, but I also do this on the daily. So tactically, I use a virtual assistant to help me with tasks that can be automated, but not just any virtual assistant. I use a VA virtual assistant, a VA service that has a marketing lens. And this is because everything I do has a particular voice and storytelling component, and I need to surround myself with people in a team who understand that attention to detail and that importance of voice. So the firm I use is called Taskerly. And you can find a lot of different VA services, but I would encourage you, again, to think about what is it that you're looking to outsource with your time. And again, you're honoring your time. You're having somebody else do these particular tasks. But what is it that you really need them to achieve? Is it just balancing your books? That's a very different rate per hour and a different type of VA service than someone who has a marketing lens. So really think about that. Somebody can't be your catch-all for all tasks. Because again, without that hyper-specific focus, you're unable to really get the core desired feelings and outcomes that you'd like to achieve. The other tactical thing I do is I use this Chrome extension plugin for Gmail called Boomerang. Yes, Boomerang, the same as your Instagram app. But Boomerang, I swear by it. It allows you to write emails and then schedule them to send out a later date or time. And so obviously, entrepreneur over here, I am working late at night. I work on weekends, but I need to honor my time and I don't want to train my clients, potential partners, etc., thinking that they can talk to me at any given hour of any day and on the weekend. So oftentimes I'll knock out a lot of emails on Sunday, but I won't have them go out until Monday morning. And so Boomerang allows me to write all the emails and then say send at 10 a.m. on Monday. And that's when they all go out. It's an incredible way to, again, get things off of your to-do list, but you're creating that I almost said boundary, even though I hate that word. You're setting that can't think of a better one right now, boundary for your time. So as you head into the new year, I really want you to rethink what it means to set goals and how many goals you're setting for yourself. And instead, really think about the feeling you're looking to achieve. And remember our three tips from here today. Number one, get hyper-specific. Number two, get rid of shoulds. And number three, you can't be everywhere at once. Really honor your time. This show is based on a bi-weekly newsletter that we send out at Curate called The Tidbit. And in it, we discuss what we're reading, eating, drinking, listening to, and learning. Five quick morsels of information to get you in the know and on top of your game. So if you're eager to learn more tidbits of knowledge about the food and beverage industry, starting or growing a business, or even entrepreneurship lessons learned, sign up today. Head over to curate.co, C-U-R-E-A-T-E.co. And I promise we'll continue to share incredible resources into the new year. I hope you enjoyed this tactical tip mini-sode, and I would love to hear from you. Please leave us a review on iTunes under The Tidbit or shoot us a message via the website. Have a beautiful holiday season, and we will chat in the new year. Until next time, remember to scale thoughtfully and source locally.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.